How did this happen? That's the question many are asking in the wake of tragedy in Guatemala. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The orphanage fire last week brought to light a problem that isn't unique to Guatemala. So what needs to change? And one of our partners is getting creative in how they're supporting a growing group of believers. How do you fit into the story? Find out today on Mission Network News. The death toll continues to rise in the wake of a tragic fire at a government orphanage near Guatemala City. As of Friday morning, 34 girls had perished and more children remain hospitalized. Mike Duras is the president of Orphan Outreach and a founding member of Christian Alliance for Orphans. He explains that providing quality orphan care is a global struggle.
We should all not just look at Guatemala with a critical eye, but to also look at ourselves in every country and say, what are we doing to care for the kids that are most vulnerable?
The church is pivotal in demonstrating what quality care looks like.
I think the church in Guatemala has the opportunity to get the message to churches that God wants them involved in this issue and he cares deeply about it.
And what if foster care, residential care support, adoption, and wraparound care for families become part of every church's DNA?
That's the way forward if there's going to be significant improvement and not just put a Band-Aid on a symptom, but really get at the core of what the real issues are.
Check back tomorrow to hear how you can personally invest in the lives of orphans. You're listening to Mission Network News. Do you ever feel like the toughest missions fields are across oceans? Ron Hutchcraft says it turns out the people that need the most help might just be closer than you think.
Native American young people are literally suffering from the symptoms of post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they've never been to Afghanistan, and they've never been to Iraq. They just grew up on a reservation. That's all it takes.
Substance abuse, suicide, and violence are especially rampant on many reservations.
What makes this need even worse is it could all be happening invisibly to the people who are best positioned to do something about it, which is American Christians.
That's where Ron Hutchcraft Ministries comes in. By providing programs like the Warrior Leadership Summit, they can equip First Nation people to minister to their friends and families at home.
We know the toxic environment in which they must serve Christ, and they become equipped to be native Christians following Jesus and becoming warriors for their people.
If you'd like to help, Hutchcraft says the summit can only happen with your prayer and support.
Hope has been a long time coming to Native America, but hope is on the way.
Find out how to pray and give at missionnews.org. And sometimes security risks in a new ministry zone mean specifics can't be shared, but sometimes the story is big enough that we have to talk about the shape of God's hand in that nation. And such is the case with a creative access country in Asia. This is not a totally new field for Bibles for the World, says President John Podaiti, but what is unique to this field is that most of this 600% growth are first-generation Christians in an area where persecution exists.
What we have been doing is using a lot of Christians, solid Christians from a neighboring country to go in there. They have access to their country. There's a lot of economic trade between the countries, things like that, diplomatic relations. And so we take advantage of that and have put together a group of missionaries, though they don't go under that title, who are working there to help strengthen the body of believers. I think that we need to pray that those who are there working for the cause of Christ, those who are in ministry, those who are pastors, evangelists, missionaries, that they will be so strong and certain in their faith, that they will not waver, they will not look to the left, look to the right.
For details on these stories and more, please visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. You can also look into One Way's prayer cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.